hole.
Timothy wanted the hole there.
They both got holes.
Oh, that's clever.
See? So practically you both had half a hole. Well, that's what you said, half a hole.
Yeah,
Too much, much
jingle.
too much, too
Oh,
much.
dear. Yeah, it was my fault. Sorry.
Enormous.
Now, if you have my plate, then you won't have any trouble with that. Oh, my plate.
Your teacher's what age at the moment? What age will she teach then?
She's
Marjorie.
got seven, 8-year-old boys at the moment. And she will teach 6-year-olds and under.
That's enough.
She, which is what she did at Ludlow, remember? Well, she had the 5, 6.
That's a Marjorie.
And I think she really likes those. She only got these because she wanted to move to Ludlow, to Durham.
Yep.
Spread
No.
Hurry up, cause he wants the margarine. Can he have the margarine while you're spreading that? I think you've got enough there, haven't you?
Mom, I had the biggest hole.
Oh, dear. Biggest hole. You have a big hole.
Yeah, I had it going over there, but I had it going more than that. I had it going
When we
up
said
to
half
there.
a hole, I was thinking of half a W hole.
Half a. They have got half a hole.
No, they've got half a H hole.
Ah, they've also got half a hole, haven't they?
Yes.
I thought I was making the best of both worlds.
You were, dear. Very clever.
How do you do it? How can you chop those different
Well, there's two different holes, aren't there? Oh, you mean chopping those different ones? You can chop it either that way or that way.
The ones if you chop and then chop, then they'll be squares.
That's right, there'll be four then, won't there? Four bits. Life is so complicated.
Mum, but it's tricky, Mummy. Because when you chop that way and then that way, when you chop it that way, it's really
Mum.
abundant, so it keeps when you chop that
That's true, actually.
You've got plenty there, Tim.
What would you like now, Tim, on there? Seem to have got rather a lot of margarine on there. I hope you're going to eat all your toast today, not like yesterday.
Stop. The margarine.
The margarine.
Yeah.
You've got margarine. What else would you like?
Now by the Marmite.
Mum, I've seen there's a Rice Krispie
A Rice Krispie in where? In my tea? Oh yes, there is. It's a bit soggy. That's right.
Mm.
Come back. Yeah. How did it get there?
I don't know.
Finger poked it.
Okay, it might
Probably
have
dropped
wanted
him when we were shaking them in the bowl. Rice Krispies seem to get everywhere. When I do the hoovering, there's Rice Krispies everywhere in funny places.
But they're not very good.
It's a Hoover day today, Tim.
Why?
We haven't cleaned for ages.
It's Hoover day.
We'll have a go at it today.
And then I'm gonna go.
You can help me. You're gonna stay here, I'm afraid.
What?
Me and you doing the cleaning in the morning.
What?
And then
Where
Grandma
am I
comes.
gonna go?
We're not going anywhere, we're staying here.
Can I help you plant the new
The
thing?
bulbs. Probably not, because I think I'll have to do it while you're at school, because Daddy tells me it's going to rain this afternoon. So I'm going to have to do that this morning. Pity that.
Can I cut the green on tomorrow?
Because it says on the packet we ought to plant them immediately after buying, and we don't know when Auntie Gwen bought them. And it might rain tomorrow as well. I think I ought to put them in while it's fine. Now.
In.
In the ground. I'll save you a couple if you like, and plant two ways down.
I must have planted them this I must have bought them yesterday.
Plant the plants.
You want to plant them. You can help me plant them, because you'll be around. Teach Kitty to go to school and not plant bulbs. So never mind.
And Daddy's going to go work.
Yes, it'll be me and you planting bulbs and cleaning the house this morning.
It's not our job.
Yeah, it's a a jobs morning this morning. Kitchen floor's disgusting. We'll have to clean kitchen floor, Tim. That'd be fun, won't it?
We'll choose a
No, you'll be at school. Just me and you. Scrubbing away at the floor. You'd rather do it with Christopher, wouldn't you? Sorry, Mama.
Joseph is gonna help us do the garden.
Oh, bloody well. It's because he'll be at school as well. We'll have to wait till the holidays and then Christopher can join in doing things like gardening and helping with the housework.
It comes Sunday or Saturday.
Mm.
When it's a holiday.
When we have to the garden.
When you want what, when you want how? Say that all again.
Because Mum, how long are we staying at Joe's?
Ooh, that's ages away, you know. It's not till May. We're gonna go 2 nights to Joe's.
2 nights, about
Yeah.
and what day do we go?
We go on a Saturday.
Saturday, so we go home Sunday.
No.
We
stay Saturday night and we stay Sunday night and we go back on Monday. But we
Yeah.
won't be going home, we'll be going to York after that.
Straight off.
Mhm.
Why?
Cos we thought it would be fun. It's a long, long way to Joe's.
Mm.
So just to go right all that way to 2 nights would not really be worth it.
Tim, since you've already licked your knife. He's been licking his knife while you've been busy talking. That's fair on you. Right, can we have a prayer as well? I forgot to go in 1 minute.
I'll just stop first.
Right, which song would you like? You choose. Dear.
Where's that?
The wise man built his house upon a rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the rain came tumbling down.
And the rain came down and the floods came up.
I've got to dig rocket.
The rain came down and the floods came up. And the house on the rock stood firm. But the foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rain came tumbling down. Splish, splash. And the rain came down and the floods came up. The rain came down and the floods came up. The rain came down and the floods came up. And the house on the sand fell flat.
That's the flat bit.
You ready? Lord Jesus, thank you for a night's sleep and we thank you for another day. Please help us to do the kind of things that you want us to do. I pray for Christopher as he goes to school. Help him to do his best there. For Daddy at work. And for Tim and I as we stay at home. Help us to know the kind of things to do. And this afternoon when Grandma comes, pray that we'll be having a happy time with her as well. Amen.
Amen.
I'm eating my toast. I'm eating my toast.
Righty ho ho. Can you wipe your hands, please, because you get sticky all over the piano.
I'm wiped.
Try to do it even more.
You have to do it lots and lots when you
Because I noticed it's very sticky on the piano. In fact, you can wipe it because of those notes, but they're a bit sticky.
Why?
Just because you put sticky fingers on. You didn't mean to, it just was.
How did you know before you took?
Because I felt them last night and thought, ooh, these are sticky, I'm gonna keep these. I don't want it because Tim and I are doing the domestics anyway. Oops. So you'd be home normal time, or even earlier if we're lucky.
I don't
or later
think
if we're unlucky.
Well, I was estimating normally.
Okay.
Which head do I have to
greet
with?
Half five-ish. Or quarter to six-ish.
Mommy!
Well, I think half five, but then sometimes it's quarter to six.
I know.
I suppose I ought to think what's
Mommy.
a surprise, pleasant surprise
I'm
would be nice.
going to car because
Very late this
I don't want to walk. It's too cold.
You don't want to walk where?
The school.
We have to walk
in the car. In the car.
Very good. Bye-bye, Tim.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, Dad. I don't know what I'm saying. Let me chop you that much and you have that.
They did it again, Mummy.
Oh, very good, aren't they?
We need to do that one.
We do, really? How do you do that one? Oh, you've got to do some writing first. Sometimes it's in the right handle. That's the right handle. And then it goes in the left hand, and then it goes to the right hand, and then it goes to the left, and then right, the left, the right, left, right, left. It's confusing.
Which
need that hand to start with.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4.
It goes 1, 2, 3, 4. They go 1, 2. Hang about, let me see what it says here. Oh, you don't play that one. This is something for you to write underneath. I thought it was a bit complicated. That's all to do with writing that one. Tim, please. Move.
Oh!
Else we're going to be late.
It's going to go box out.
No, it's going to rain as well. Look at that. We're going to have to put our raincoats on. It's raining in time for us to go to school. Come on.
What? Even my hood won't stay on properly. It's a good job I have an umbrella. My hood keeps flopping off.
No, they've probably gone a different way today.
Who?
Mark and Joanne.
sunny soon.
Well, it would be nice, but I don't think it is. Daddy says it's going to rain a lot of times. A lot of good times. Cos we thought it was gonna be a bit fine this morning, but it didn't last very long, did it?
No.
Yeah, it was the thought of Jake staying here and we were moving. Yeah, we can't go over this one. Oh, Tim, be careful, cos you've no boots on, you'll end up with wet socks.
I can't see where I'm going.
Well, you sort of threw umbrellas at him, that's all. They look alright to me.
Okay.
Oh, that's not the daffodils, but that's a bit of old irises from last year.
I'm going to put my umbrella down. I'm going to put my hair dry.
I think in order to dry them, we'll put them up.
What?
We'll put them up in the porch to dry them off.
If I put them on the waiter.
No, it doesn't work with any chances with umbrellas, that's because they've got loads of drips on. So what we need to do is just put them up.
Why?
And then just leave them sitting here to dry. And
I
they
can't
dry
up
by themselves. You have to come in through the door first, otherwise we'll end up with more umbrella than we've got room. Drop that one down there. And this one. And this one in the corner.
My puddle.
That's a good job, it's not too far to school, isn't it? My shoes off and leave them under the radiator to dry.
Have they?
You've been in puddles, so yours will be even wetter, I should think.
I want to leave them to dry a lot.
Right, we'll just put them under the radiator because that will help.
I have to go to the kitchen.
Things. We'll change the sheets on your bed, Tim. Susan. Did you
Am I too short?
You just got the sheets off your bed.
They wet.
No, it's not particularly. I just thought it was time I've got to turn a wash. Oh, cause I think they've been on there a rather long time.
Some more in there.
Will it all fit?
See. No.
Just keep pushing, it'll get in there.
I can't.
One thing in rather than a whole lot of things, that helps.
Can't do it.
Oh dear. I bet our grass seed will like this rain anyway. Remember we planted some extra grass seed the other day just on those bare patches.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, we need the soap in. What time is it now? 12. Oh. I feel very satisfied I've managed to clean the place.
Have you done your picnic thing?
Picnic thing.
What
are
your slots in?
Picnic thing. Put the slots in.
I do.
Oh no, not yet. Well no, for a while it's up on the display. No, my post there for the first time. Oh. Oh, that's nice. Oh, I can have an IT update for supply teachers. Wednesday the 15th of April. Will you babysit for me?
What are you doing?
It's a day trip. Computers, you know? Software on computers. Well, I tried to go on Monday. I tried to go on one 2 Mondays ago in Redditch and they told me too late. The school told me too late. So I rang up the place and said, I would like to go. Are you having another? And they said, there's possibility of one coming in April in Kidderminster if you're interested. And I said, well, I would be interested if you send me the details. And it says, well, I'm now able to offer you the rearranged date for the IT update for supply teachers. It's a Wednesday. So there's no trouble, is it really? Just the morning as well as the afternoon, and collecting Christopher as well. It starts at 9:15, so I'd have to bring him over to you quite early.
You bring him to me, and then come across here for Christopher too.
Yeah. And then I can take you home afterwards. Because if it finishes at 3, I won't be home till 4:15 at the earliest.
Oh, we should just about be right, won't we?
Yeah. Well, enjoy that. It'll be a nice little trip. Please bring a packed lunch, coffee will be provided. No funding available for travelling or subsistence costs. It's typical. They always do this on us as supply teachers. You have to go because you want to do it. It's a bit of a cheek really, because I should imagine it's one of the most oversubscribed courses as well. I mean, you know, that when I went on for language and the national curriculum and that other thing I did on the national curriculum, masses of people there.
Did you see his face then?
I did.
I thought, what was he thinking?
So you're happy to do it? Are you away or here?
I'm not going to be away though.
15th of April.
That's the week before
I was hoping they weren't going to put it on a silly day.
That's Wendy's, isn't it?
Is it? When's Easter then?
End of April, isn't it?
Oh, well, it could well be then.
Maybe it's called something about.
Oh, will she be here?
No, she won't be until next Monday, Easter Monday.
Alright. Those poor fish need feeding again.
I'm in that red jump. Doing what you told me to, I'm holding
Oh, I'm
it.
really pleased about that, because last time when I was really disappointed I've been refused the course, because I thought I would be right up my street that. Because when I was teaching full time, I was quite into these ear computers at the beginning. I was the one that went, "Well,
That's too
well,
much.
I would have been, you know, if it'd been
That's
anything
too
from
much.
It's not too much, it's fine. You watch them gobble it down. It's only because it spreads out. Because there's been so much more technology, you know,
Oh,
since
I know.
it started.
Yes.
I
They
don't
want to know the latest,
Yeah.
don't they?
And apparently there's a thing called, in the afternoon, it's called Software for Survival for supply teachers.
What are you doing?
Which sounds like a good scheme.
Oh, are you? Oh, I wondered what you were saying.
Oh, here's Joe's birthday
You're
card.
Really hard, he'll go flop if I let go.
I go?
If I let go, you'll go on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh dear, that's terrible. Here's hoping your birthday will be unfroggettable. There's a frog hopping about on it.
Who's that? The Joe?
Yeah.
Come has it.
Yeah. Oh, that's very nice. Book token as well, £3. I like a book token because I always feel a bit guilty buying books, you know, because I've got so many.
I think I've got so many, it's £20 another. So I go and look in the library. Oh, I do what Mavis does now. She goes and looks in the bookshop.
And then goes to the library to get the books she wants.
She asked for it. She said she felt like that. You know, she didn't.
If it's a book token, that's it, isn't it, really?
Yeah, you book for the sitting there. And then she's standing in the bookshop writing the names and the things down, you see, and then she goes to the library. She hasn't been out properly yet with her knee, has she?
Who are we talking about? No, she said in her letter that she had. Well, it was just a little square of paper. What are you doing, dear? Running around the room with a tape measure.
Clock says
half past 12. Yeah.
It's nearly bedtime.
Oh no. Surely not.
It's going all the way around here and the back.
25 past 11.
You
should be asleep then.
Michael gave Jill
a sunbed. We're not
asleep. What?
A sunbed for her birthday to encourage her to rest because she won't stop. She won't put her feet up.
That's
yeah, she's pregnant.
When we go
she knows she's
sleep.
Pregnant. She still rushes about like I don't know what.
That's when we go
so,
sleep.
So he's giving her a sunbed. I think that's rather clever.
Where's two?
You've got the little end on two and the big end on seven.
There are two.
Has Andrew recovered from his tiredness then?
Wait.
Or is he still tired?
Oh, we were fine last night because we just sat zonked in front of Inspector Morse all night, you know. Every time they... the nice thing about the video is, what we've discovered since we've had it, you know, like when the telephone goes and you think, oh rats, I'm going to miss the programme.
You can stop it.
You can. It's wonderful. So every time the telephone went, which was quite a few times, it was quite pleasant. And then we fancied supper in the middle and ooh, it was nice. It was very cosy. Well, it was very pleasant, I must say.
Laura's got one. The more you look at the...
It's a luxury, though. I mean, you know, you don't need it. The fact that we got one for Christmas, it was very nice.
I was only thinking, there's not much on the telly.
No, and but you can choose what you want to use. I find it particularly good for the children, because
really.
We'd hardly ever watch the children's programmes official.
There.
We watch bits and pieces that we...
Christopher likes me to put that wild...
Yes, the really wild show.
Yes.
She can't manage normal size meals.
What, does she have big ones?
No, loads of little ones.
Wait.
It's So when she goes out for a meal, she's got a problem. Now, if that was me, I'd be having loads of big ones.
Wait.
Quarter past ten. You've got it up. You've got the big hand on three and the little hand on ten.
Over here. That is not ten. That's ten. That's 11. This says 10. And that's 10. And that's 12. And that's 12.
This little friend, no, he kept waking up constantly, you did, didn't he? Shouting for mummy or daddy or somebody.
Yeah!
A silly bell.
You're going to bed to sleep.
I'm awake because I need to bring my mum.
He seemed to be awake for a long time. I think, you know, like you wake up and you don't know what to do with yourself. I think it was like that. So every quarter of an hour or so he kept shouting for a drink because he didn't know quite what to do with himself.
There.
Your mother used to sleep black and white.
There.
And she's doing
that. Oh, boy. There.
Oh, that's a very nice letter. I was just thinking that maybe Jill hadn't got her birthday card because she's the type of person who would write and say thank you, if you know what I mean.
She had got it.
She had got it, and it was a lengthy letter, so. But I thought it would be included in my birthday present,
oh, no,
but she's not, she's done it separately. In fact, I think that's second class stamp. Oh, yeah. She's going to carry on to
the
1st of May.
Catch that!
Give
her 6 weeks.
She's got 6 weeks. Well, you can go on as long as you like, really. Well, you. No, well, what they do is they tell you the earliest you can leave, and then you can leave after that if you prefer.
Manchester used to give
me
a date and that was it.
All right. We don't.
You still got it.
I was lucky because I had the summer holidays included in mine, so it meant that they paid me for the summer holidays because I didn't officially stop work till the 1st of September.
Catch.
So I got paid for August, which I thought was quite clever, really. Because my date would have been sort of halfway through the summer holiday. What am I supposed to do with this?
Hold it tight, Mummy. I can tell you that.
I just
you're trying to pull it out of your hand, isn't it? If I let go, you'll go and sit on the floor. What's this crane doing down here?
Well, he's been craning.
Okay.
He's been doing a blue tractor or something, he said.
Yeah, he's doing
it all
blue.
See, I've got it!
That was because I didn't have time to sit and colour with him. So he decided he'd do it all blue himself, didn't he?
He hasn't
done
any green trees,
has he? I'll bring some monkeys down. He's only one box.
Yeah, you can go and bring something else down. I only brought that one down because we haven't seen it for a long time. Just choose one thing that you want to play with. Don't just
bring
down any old thing.
Just bring something. One thing.
A game, perhaps. That'd be nice. Have we got time for a game?
So we're not having Matthew anymore.
Well, we might do.
Mm. And Grandma's got fed up.
Exactly. But I'm not putting myself out. Like, I'll accept that April the 15th and everything.
If you bring him over to my house.
Does it say I've got to do anything about it, or does it say I'm on it anyway? No, I don't think so. If you are unable to attend on this date, please contact Janet at ITS Worcester. Well, I am able to, so that's it then. Enclose the map. Look forward to seeing you. Jolly good. Should be exciting. I'll never find my way around Kidderminster.
I say you did say you wanted to go, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I said I was very keen. Zion Hill School.
Does Christopher, do any
oh yeah, he's done loads of things. I think they have a system whereby they have it in the classroom for a week
and then somebody else
has it, so sort of once a month or something it turns up and they have a sort of intensive thing on it. I think that's the way it works. Oh, that's nice, you brought the tractor down.
Mom!
Can't make out where this school is.
Mom!
Birmingham Road, there we are. 4, 5, 6. Hey.
Mom!
can see it.
The same one.
It is the same one. We did that one
yesterday,
you didn't
play
we? Or was it the
for
day
free.
before? Can't grandma play? She's come specially to play with you.
Where
Haven't
are
you,
the
grandma?
items?
It's the like
On the table. We'll do
What's
it on
wrong
the
with
table.
it?
Here's my whistle. I found it. I've got that lorry.
Oh, there's the ring road. Oh, we don't need to go down to the ring road. That's handy.
Where should I sit?
There.
I'm gonna do this then. Oh, I see. You do what now?
See the picture.
Where's the picture? Which one are we going to do?
I'll just do that. I can do that one. Is there
Just disappear a minute while we do that.
That's yours. Oh.
Look though, I don't think it's too, it's going to be too easy.
Where's the other? You do that one.
We've been on already there.
You feel it's a gimmick on the part of the other banks.
We're listening to it yet, though, can't you listen to it?
Well, you can listen to it, aren't you? It's
Hmm?
Boring.
I know, but I mean, just you. I haven't wanted to listen a whole lot, but I mean.
Yeah, kind of wanted. Sometimes when I've been out and chatted to lots of people, I can't remember who I've talked to. You're supposed to write them down, so sometimes I have to have a quick listen to see it. I'm sure I still forget people, but still. Do my best.
When do you end it that?
Friday. Yeah.
You come for it. What's in here, please? What have I got?
Chicken roll. That's alright.
Can't taste.
There's plenty of it. It's just last night's leftovers. This is quite clever, look, because they've got the yellow, the white and the pink all separated, so you can mix
you can
them if you want, or
them.
You could make a patch of them.
You don't have to make a patch of them. What are you going to use?
I don't know, I thought I'd mix them along the side there.
I'll get apple up to here.
She doesn't like these. She can roll with ham and things like that, picks it out. What are you doing, Tim?
Oh no, Timothy.
Eat it properly, please. If we'd have some cucumber and tomatoes if you wanted, but it's just
no,
not fair.
Cucumber. For some reason, I only had one piece of cucumber. We had it all night.
Yeah.
It's funny. Well, cucumber's pretty, you know, I like cucumber. But it doesn't usually not always like me, but yesterday it didn't. I don't know why. Back to going to bed there, cucumber.
Yeah.
I only had that one piece. I don't know why.
I've got cream cheese.
You've got cream cheese, yeah.
Mm. But they're cold, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Had it for a bit.
I think you thought it was funny enough.
The trouble is he doesn't blow his nose right, do you? Can't blow it properly.
No.
So it stays around for a bit. He sort of sniffs it and swallows it, I think.
But you do.
I don't know, we'll do story time today because Clark's not well.
Hello?
I don't know. Because yesterday Mrs. Morris was taking Mrs.